When the Ohio State University leased its parking operations to an outside firm for 50 years, it netted just less than $500 million. That, in turn, set Indiana University leaders, already strapped for cash, to work. In a couple weeks, IU Chief Financial Officer Neil Theobald will meet with the school's financial advisors in an attempt to determine whether parking operations on the Bloomington and IUPUI campuses should be similarly mortgaged. But Theobald says reaping potentially hundreds of millions of dollars from a private parking operator is not meant as a message to those holding the purse strings in the Indiana General Assembly.
This is more of a response to the state than any kind of partnership with them, saying, okay, the trend has been downward. It looks to be that it will very likely Bloomington will again go down in the next biennium. If we're going to be taking money away from these campuses, the old model was, okay, state takes money away, we raise tuition. But we don't want, we cannot continue to do that.
State Budget Committee Chairman Luke Kenley says if the windfall comes up in discussions with leaders of other schools during the upcoming budget session of the legislature, he won't look kindly on other public institutions trying to make the case they should get more money than IU because of the parking operations lease.
My response to that would be you need to be as creative or as businesslike as IU in terms of evaluating what all your resources are, and don't rely on them or their efforts to justify your case.
Theobald stresses IU has not decided to give up running its own parking lots and garages, but does note that though parking brings in $23 million a year in Bloomington and Indianapolis, the university spends that cash to subsidize bus service and offset other costs, so profits are all but non-existent. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.